Hi, I'm Craig Anderson and welcome to the final summer edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. This is the last one for this pre-season. All the signings have been confirmed. They'll be arriving in Scotland over the course of the next week as they prepare for the doubleheader with Italian side Asiago in the Aladdin Cup on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August. As you know, I've interviewed all the Brayhead Clan players as they've been announced throughout the course of the summer, from Matt Haywood back in June right up to Scott Pitt, whom I spoke to just last week. I've given them all introductions outlining their careers today, but the man I'm about to speak to needs nothing like that. So I'm going to get straight to business and welcome to today's show, Head Coach Ryan Finnerty. Hi Ryan, thanks for joining us today. Firstly, welcome back to Scotland. How are you feeling with the season just a couple of weeks away now?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's nice to be back, and you know, obviously right now we're just keeping an eye on all the visa process and then trying to get everyone in time.
Now, you're a Canadian that lived in Glasgow last year. I've got to ask you, did you see much of the Commonwealth Games? And if so, did you enjoy what you saw?
Yeah, I watched a bit. Obviously, I was back home. And I think I only caught the highlights whenever Canada won something. So I saw enough highlights since we did a little better than you boys. But it was good. I mean, obviously, the weather was nice. That was good to see. It was a little surprising that it was sunny. But it came off pretty well. And everybody had pretty high praise. So it was definitely good to see.
Now, we'll talk about the team now. We've seen what appears to be, going by the information that we've seen, a tremendous calibre of players arriving at the club this summer. What are you looking for from this group of players compared to last season's team where maybe you were lacking, do you think?
Well, obviously, we lost a lot of key guys. I mean, you know, we said we didn't expect to lose Ed McGrain. You know, unfortunately, he's going to retire. And that was a bit of a blow. I think we probably lost a bit of offense, but I think we've definitely made it up through our depth, and I think we added a bit more grit and a bit more toughness, and I think we've definitely upgraded our defense.
Now, with the benefit of hindsight, what was the biggest thing you learned about the team last year that you can bring into this season?
I mean, obviously, the style of the play we played, I think it's beneficial with the way we transitioned and learned a lot that way. I think the guys we had last year were skilled. I thought we struggled to get to the net at times. I thought we struggled to get inside, but we could create a lot. But I just felt we didn't bury a lot of rebound chances. We didn't get inside on defense and then make life difficult for goalies some nights. And indicative of how we'd outshoot teams, but we could only score two or three goals. I felt we were a bit sometimes too perimeter, and then this year, obviously, we wanted to address that. And, you know, Lee Salters is a big component of that. You know, he's a guy that gets to the front of the net. He's a big, big body, and that's what we definitely want to improve on. But you know, I think we did a lot of good things. I thought our special teams were exceptional last year, and we'd look for that to continue this year.
Now, one of the key positions you filled was the assistant coach position. Kevin Bergen made the decision to return to France, and to replace him, you brought in Zach Fitzgerald. What attributes does Zach bring to the team from a coaching point of view?
It's nice to have a guy on defence to steady the ship. You know, it's a big job for one guy to handle. As you see, most teams have two or three or four coaches on the bench in the big levels there. But I felt, you know, I wanted somebody back there. You know, let me kind of handle the forwards and bounce stuff off him, obviously, on the defensive side. I thought that was important. And obviously, Fitzy's looking to kind of get into that side of the team, too. So he's interested in learning. And, you know, he's a 9-year American League veteran, so he's going to bring some substance as well.
Now, the club finished in the top half of the table last season. And, of course, there was the qualification to the playoff finals weekend. Do you feel there's extra pressure on you this season?
Obviously, there's some more expectations. I think our fans and our players our returning guys got a taste of winning, and they got a taste of it should be in that final four, although coming a bit short. But I think anytime the fan base get a taste of winning, you know, they want to hold on to that. So you know, it's about managing expectations right now. I mean, we are still a growing club. We want to be better than we were last year, and we want to, you know, on all fronts, not just on the ice, off the ice as well. And you know, I think we're heading in the right direction. It's just manage expectations and take care of business on our home ice and obviously on the road.
Now, before Clan play Belfast Giants in early September, you've got pre-season games. The two I mentioned against Asiago, and you've also got a game down in Dumfries against Solway Sharks. What are you looking to get from those matches before you take on Belfast on a competitive level?
Obviously, it's important for guys to get back into game shape as quick as possible. You know, playing a team like Asiago, obviously, it'll be a good skating team, and it'll be a quick-paced game. You know, it's important for us to have a few different looks at a few different lines and juggle it around. You know, it gives us an opportunity to try things out probably you wouldn't try in regular season. And you know, I think it's just mainly about guys getting back and getting as comfortable as possible on that ice and staying injury free. You know, that's the big thing. We don't want to sustain any injuries. It's a high time of year. It's a high risk time of year for injuries. Guys, you know, being off for 3 or 4 months and just getting back into it here. So we want to make sure we put a good show on for our fans. Get out of the weekend injury free, obviously, and take all the positives that we created into the practice on Tuesday leading up to Belfast.
Now I'm going to put you on the spot a wee bit. Now the fans have obviously been keeping up to date with who's coming in, and that they've got their own opinions, but in your opinion, who should the fans be excited about of the new players that's coming in, the ones they haven't seen yet?
Obviously, you know, we Matt Keith is a big signing for us. You know, he's coming in with a pretty good pedigree and where he's been. He plays the game the right way. I mean, yeah, I've seen him play. I know, you know, he's a Western Canadian guy. I think he's going to be a pretty special player. He's an all-around guy. He plays in all areas of the ice. He's not just a prolific goal scorer by any means. He does a bit of everything. And you know, I'm excited to coach him and learn from him. And you know, and I think he's going to be a big leader for us. Obviously, on the back end, you know, you got Zach Fitzgerald. If you like the toughness part of things, you know, he's a no nonsense defenseman. He plays the game again the right way. You know, he stands up for his teammates, but he can also play. You know, you don't play in the American League as a non-NHL signing. You know, as a straight American League veteran, you don't play in that league without bringing something, and it's not just his fighting. So he's a heck of a player as well, and he takes care of his business, and he's a great teammate.
Right, so we've still got a number of days before you play Asiago in the first match. Can you give us an idea of what you'll be doing between now and then and give an idea of how busy you're going to be?
Yeah, it's pretty full on right now. You know, you're trying to shore up as many loose ends and then make sure the housing's all good and the cars are all ready to go. And obviously, you know, we're just kind of waiting for visas to get signed off on, and it's always a frustrating time of year because you can't do anything about it. You know, everybody's got their applications in and everybody's just kind of in a holding pattern. And unfortunately, there's not a whole lot you can do. They turn them out as quick or slow as they want. And, you know, we can't help that. But, you know, for everything, we're just trying to make sure that everything is professional. So when these guys show up here, they know that we are a professional club and we do treat our players well. And on top of that, we expect them to perform. So we want to take care of our side of things and hope that carries out to the ice.
So head coach Ryan Finnerty is back in Glasgow, and as you can hear, he's looking ahead to the new season. Thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My thanks, of course, to Ryan Finnerty for taking the time to talk to us today. I'll be back when the season gets underway, starting with those matches against Asiago. So listen out for post-match reaction from those games. Tickets are still available via the website brayheadclan.com, where you'll also find the latest club news. And also, don't forget to sign up for our new e-newsletter. Brayhead Clan are also on Facebook and on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. That's all from Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and I'll talk to you after the puck's been dropped on the 2014-15 season. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.